Hey, Roy. You left a note on my windshield today at work saying that you dented my car.
I said I dinged it.
I just wanted to call you and just, you know, exchange insurance information. Just give me a call back. I'd appreciate it. Thanks. Bye.
Hello?
Hello. This is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yeah. Hey, Roy.
Hey.
I was just calling to see. I'm actually on my way back to work right now. Just seeing if you wanted. Do you work there?
No, I was just in the area. I thought your car was one of those smart car things, you know, that you can just kind of pick up and rent. Because the app on my phone, it directed me to your car and it unlocked it. And it let me in the car, and then it wouldn't go because I guess it's not hooked up to the system. So I started kicking the dashboard because I was angry because I really needed to get out of there.
You were in my car?
Yeah, the app let me in. It's like an Uber, but it's for, you know, it's like those cars that you see. Usually they have writing on the side of them, and you can just kind of borrow them and drive them around and then leave them somewhere.
I don't know. I've never heard that, but
yeah, and then it let me in your car, and I was trying to start it with the app, and it just kept saying, can't start car, can't start car.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a key. I have a key in the car. I can't.
Oh, well, I mean, the app unlocked your doors and let me in the car. And it started up the radio.
That's weird.
Yeah, it started up your radio and everything, but then it wouldn't start the car. I guess you need the key to actually start the car.
Okay.
So I got angry and I started kicking the console. I started kicking it with my foot, so I think I scuffed it up. But then I realized after I got out of your car that you're not even one. Are you one of those rental car things?
No, the Uber? No.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's Uber. It's like one of those other things that you see around the city.
No, that's not my car.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Well, sorry about that. I had no idea. I thought you were with the company.
No.
I was just.
That's a work parking lot.
Yeah. Well, I was just angry that your car wouldn't go.
Well, yeah.
Because I walked all that way into the work parking lot, and you know, it took me to your car. It unlocked your car when I pushed the button, so I got in.
I'll have to contact Volkswagen or something and see about that. That's very weird. I don't think that's supposed to happen from an app.
No, that's how the app works. I push the button and it unlocks your car. And then I push the other button and it starts your car. But and it's supposed to be self-driving.
Self-driving?
Yeah.
No, my car's not that smart.
What?
My car's not that smart.
Oh,
it
I don't know.
Drive it.
Well, the app unlocked it, you know.
That's weird.
Maybe you don't have the self-driving option.
Yeah, no, I don't. Mine's just normal. I don't have any extra things.
Okay.
On my car.
Because I was sitting in the back seat. Maybe I should just get in the front seat and just drive it myself.
No.
Because the car started. It started up your car and everything. It just wouldn't go. And I'm not allowed to drive because I have a suspended license because of a DUI. Three DUIs. Three strikes. I should have just got up and driven it.
Probably shouldn't be driving out of people's cars then without a license.
Well, yeah, that's why I was trying to use the self-driving car rental service thing.
Where's the dent at? I didn't see.
Well, it's not a dent so much. It's more just like scuff marks from my tennis shoes because I was angry and I started kicking the back seat. Or kicking the front seat from the back seat.
Oh. I'll have to look. I'm driving right now.
Yeah, it's just scuff marks. I just felt bad.
Yeah, well. I mean, I appreciate the, you know, leaving a note and everything.
Oh, sure. I also farted in your car, but that's probably gone.
I don't smell anything. So.
Oh, thank God.
Probably a good sign.
I was trying to roll down the windows with the app, and it wouldn't let me roll down the windows.
What app is it that does all that?
I don't... It's got weird like Hindu language or Egyptian hieroglyphics. I don't even know how to pronounce it. I think it's an Indian app. It might be a scam of some sort. I've used it a few times and it got me in the car, and so far I haven't been charged. What?
You can drive other cars with it? Like it lets you drive their car?
Yeah, well no, it drives for me. They're self-driving cars.
Oh. And yeah, no, my car doesn't drive itself at all.
Okay. Well, it started it up. So, the app started your car.
That's weird.
I was trying to put it in gear, and it was like turning on the windshield wiper washers and stuff like that.
That's very weird.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to contact Volkswagen and see. I mean, I don't think that any app should let some random person into any car.
Well, I'm not a random person. I'm an app user. What the hell was that?
Oh, that's some crazy person driving behind me. Almost rear-ended me.
Oh, that'd be hilarious. You know, to hear on the phone.
Oh, they're going to cut this person off.
You flip him off and cut in front of him.
Oh, I just went through the light. They stopped.
Oh, okay.
Probably bad. They're crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm about to be back at work. Can I call you when I get off and like, you know, exchange information and stuff?
Okay, sure. That sounds great.
Okay. All right, well, I'll be off about 6:45 tonight, so.
Okay, I can't wait.
All right, thanks, Roy.
Bye, honey baby.
Honey, what?
I said bye. Goodbye.
Okay, bye.